Okay, congratulations. We're all mindful. Good to see all of you on the screen, all of you in the room. And the invitation is to find a posture that's a comfortable balance of relaxation and alertness. To orient to where you are, maybe noticing the ambient sounds in the room, sounds outside of your space, other living beings in or near your space. And to orient too to this body. Noticing the weight of your body in the chair or on the cushion. Noticing any feelings of warmth or cool. Tingling or pulsing. Tension or relaxation. And inviting your body to relax. Scanning from the crown of your head, inviting a softening of the scalp around the skull and temples. Allowing your forehead to soften. Allowing your lips and jaw to relax. Inviting your tongue to soften, your eyes to soften in their sockets. Allowing the neck and shoulders to soften. Your torso, your chest, your back, side ribs. And scanning through your torso, noticing movements there of the body breathing. Perhaps the flexing of the rib cage. Movement of the diaphragm. Or the gentle rising and falling of your belly. Resting on the felt sensations of the breathing as you invite your arms and hands, legs and feet to also relax. Letting any excess tension drain out on the out-breath. Settling. Inviting the breathing to be natural, however it wants to be today. And tuning in to each in-breath as an in-breath, Each out breath as an out breath. Knowing when breathing in long, you're breathing in long. A long exhale is a long exhale. A short inhale is a short inhale. Or a short exhale is a short exhale. Any way the breath is, not a problem, just knowing. It's helpful. Perhaps allowing the mind to make a very soft mental note. Breathing in, out. Softly, gently, inviting the attention to be anchored here. This. Now. The invitation is to stay with this primary anchor, resting. Whenever it's easeful, whenever it's natural, allowing the attention to collect, gather. And if the mind, the awareness wants to open to the flow of arising and passing experience, to allow that too. Each sound, each sensation, each moment, each breath. Unfolding in awareness. And in the last 5 minutes of this meditation, the invitation is, if you haven't already, to open up the lens of awareness, allowing everything that's coming through just to flow through. Like birds flying across the crisp autumn sky. No need to get involved, just settle back, witnessing, allowing. And in the last remaining moments of this meditation, taking a moment to appreciate yourself and this time of cultivating mindful awareness. To gather up, savor, bask in any tiny moments or large stretches of awareness, peace, goodness, settledness. Soak it into your heart and mind and body. And from that place, making space for anything that was difficult to be met and held with kindness, compassion. And then casting your internal gaze over the others in your life. It feels right to make the determination that they may be well and happy, safe, peaceful, and free. Begin the talk, taking just a moment, either internally or by looking around the Zoom room or this room, to offer good wishes to your fellow practitioners here, near, and far. Just a little pulse of friendliness. It's okay to smile and wave if you want, not if you don't. Thank you. Metta in action. So, friends, I'm going to offer a few reflections. Can you hear me okay? Great. Good. We've been switching up the microphone to try to make things better, especially for the Zoom world. So, you know, some of you might notice it's a little more obvious than usual. So, I'm going to start with a story I heard some years ago. It was about this guy who, as a boy, his dad was a custodian, a janitor for a university library. And back in those days, the custodian lived in an apartment at the top of the library. This was very common, apparently, and had a nice view. It was a nice little place. And the kid thought that they were rich growing up because they were in this beautiful place with this great view. And every night, he got to run around the library, wander around, crack open any book he wanted, explore. It was just like a castle or, you know, a paradise for him. He had to be quiet during the day, but he could run and jump and play at night and just explore, unfettered, curious. And just like that, investigation, interest in our own bodies, our own hearts, our own minds can really inspire a love of learning, a love of the practice, lifelong love. The Buddha talks about this, he calls it fathom-long body, being all we need to study the text of the Dharma, all we need of nature, of the way things are. For many people, myself included, it was really helpful for the first number of years of my practice just to really be a student of my breath and my body, and how they related to each other, how they related to my inner life. It taught me a lot about myself in any situation, where my breath showed up, how subtly, how intensely, how shallow, how deep. Was there tension or relaxation? It became this kind of barometer for understanding where things really were in this mind and body in a way that the chatty level of the mind isn't. And importantly, it also was a way of calling myself home, home to the body, to your body and breath. It's this simple, lifelong companion you have. Every moment we're alive, our bodies and our breathing are with us. Lifelong friends. Lifeline home place that you can take with you anywhere, right? So finding what calls your own attention to now, to the moment, can be a really beautiful way of approaching the unfolding of practice and the unfolding of life moment by moment. For me anyway, that often involves giving my busy mind something to do that engages it. And Buddhist practitioners throughout many ages have discovered all these different ways of becoming engaged with the body and the breath and the moment. There are tricks and techniques for concentration, for added mindfulness, for kindness, all of which can be helpful at different stages, right? And today I'm just going to talk about the simplest of the processes, which is the mindfulness of breathing, the anapanasati, it's called in the Pali. Sati, mindfulness, anapana, breathing. This is a classic way that the Buddha practiced on the night of his enlightenment. And it's the one practice he talks about continuing to do his entire life after enlightenment. It's good enough to do after awakening. It probably works for us too, right? Yeah. So those of you who were here for the meditation, I offered very classic instructions from what are the first set of instructions that the Buddha gave for mindfulness and breathing. Knowing I'm breathing in, breathing in. Knowing I'm breathing out, breathing out. Knowing a long breath is a long breath, a short breath is a short breath. And those are kind of stand-ins for any way the breath wants to be. Shallow, cardboardy, tight, amazing and vibrant through the entire body in waves, whatever it is. It's to notice. And then he talks about staying in contact with the breath, the way a woodworker works a lathe. In other words, keeping the awareness in touching the breath, the way you might pet a cat. Long contact, right? You don't poke a cat or tap a dog. Long, gentle contact. So it's the entirety of the in and the out breath. And this can be a very simple way of coming home to yourself as we move into what for many of us can be a busy, sometimes stressful holiday season, is to remember to just come in, come home for a minute or two. There's something called the three breath journey. Have some of you heard of this before? Yeah. So my version of it is it's a pause, a sacred pause, a mindful pause in your day. You stop, you can do it right now. Tune in wherever you usually find your breath most comfortable. Notice the in-breath, noticing the pause at the top of the in-breath. Exhaling, intentionally releasing any tension. And then resting just for a micro moment in the pause at the end of the out-breath. Doing it a second time. And intentionally settling your body in whatever posture it's in. Most of us are sitting right now. This works just as well standing, lying down. And then on the third breath, acknowledging whatever is present, your heart and your mind, and inviting that to settle. And then you can open your eyes if you want to or not. But just notice the difference. If you have a chance to take that pause through your day, even that tiny amount of time can soften, recalibrate your relationship with yourself or with whatever's happening. If nothing else, if you're in a heated situation, three breaths keeps you from talking for that long, right? And you don't have to have your eyes closed. No one has to know you're doing it. We're breathing anyway. So it's a little thing you can take with you, put in your pocket as you're traveling around, a way to come home to your body, yourself, your inner life. This coming home to simplicity, it really just takes intention and trust. Trust in the process. Trust in your own body, your own heart, your own mind, and your experience of the universe living through you. Even if it's complicated, whatever it is, can I be simple with complicated? So you can return home again and again to the simplicity. Studying the text of your body, the text of your life, the whole vast library of what's in there is available in each moment, each breath. So that's my encouragement this Thanksgiving week, is to bring all of yourself along and tap in to your body and breath. Thank you. So we have a few minutes for announcements, and I'll just start with one, but it's a little in the future, but I just want to mention it, which is that Bob Stahl and I will be co-teaching in person and online a hybrid day-long meditation retreat on Saturday, December 16th. You're all welcome. Anyone is welcome. There's no registration required. We do ask that you ideally bring lunch to where you don't have to like deal with buying it. But you know, if you have to go to Abbott Square, you practice mindful eating in large groups, that's fine. So I believe it's something like 9 to 4:30 or 9:30 to 4:30. But if you check the website, the calendar, it's up there. And we'd be delighted to have you. Thank you, Evie. I'm happy that your cat thinks I'm very wise. Wonderful. Evie knows I love cats. So, any other announcements here or the Zoom world? That would be ideal. Okay, Manny's going to make an announcement, or you can just come close to me and project.
I'll just talk loud.
Oh, wait.
Hello. Well, hi, everybody. Donna Talk. ISC doesn't charge a dime for any of these classes, any of these things that they're doing, relies solely on the community. And this is a very great time for to be thankful and thankful that we have a place to come. Unfortunately, reality hits. We have people like Donna pay the rent. So we have baskets in the back, and we also have volunteer possibilities. If you go online, there's three or four things going on that we need more recruiters for, things that you can volunteer for, which also help ISC. Thank you.
Thank you, Manny.
Thank you, Manny.
And just to mention that there's a variety of ways to be generous. Your practice is the most important way to be generous to yourself and to the world. So please prioritize your practice in this busy time of year. And if you feel inspired to pay it forward and allow other people to practice in similar ways, we do have our annual fund drive happening right now. You can find information about that online. Okay. Wonderful to be out with all of you and enjoy your practice. May all beings everywhere benefit from our practice together.
Thanks, Dawn. Be well. Thank you.
Too.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.